USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of Republican senators will join Missouri Senator Josh Hawley in raising objections to the Electoral College vote when Congress meets to certify the presidential election on January 6th. Texas Senator Ted Cruz announced Saturday that he would lead the effort in the Senate. Representative Chuck Fleischman says he thinks the entire congressional delegation from Tennessee will join him in objecting. He tells Fox News that he will try to get his constituents answers about alleged irregularities in swing states.
Fundamental to our great republic, our constitutional republic, is the sanctity of the vote. And after listening to my constituents from across the 3rd District of Tennessee and actually looking at what happened in these swing states, I've got grave concerns about the process that went on, and I'm going to voice those concerns with an objection standing with President Trump on this week.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
An Iranian official issued a threat to President Trump ahead of the one-year anniversary of a drone strike that killed a top Iranian general. The country's top judicial official said on Friday that the president and anyone involved with the strike that killed General Qasem Soleimani would not be safe on Earth. Retired Air Force Lieutenant General David Deptula says the president should take that threat seriously, but within context. He tells Fox News that Iran is still going to act in Iran's best interests.
Iran's still the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, and therefore it's absolutely imperative that they not be allowed to create nuclear weapons. Bottom line is, yes, the president should take it seriously, but also it needs to be, that threat needs to be put in context, remembering that Iran is going to act in Iran's best interests. We and the president simply needs to be prepared, as he's already stated, to be able to respond to any sort of aggression that Iran commits against either the United States or its partners in the region.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Coronavirus will bring an end to one of the NFL's longest streaks. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has the story.
Baltimore Ravens punter Sam Cook has played in 239 straight games, but that will likely come to an end tomorrow. Cook was placed on the reserve COVID list this week after an inconclusive test result. Tomorrow's game against Cincinnati will be the first Cook has missed in his 15-year career. Head coach John Harbaugh talked earlier this year about what makes Cook so unique.
Continuity. You know, I think he's a guy that persistence and how to do it the right way. I haven't really given it thought, but I think he epitomizes what success looks like over the long haul. You know, a guy that's dedicated to, you know, the process, taking care of the details, working extremely hard.
The last time the Ravens played a game without Cook, 2006, when quarterback Lamar Jackson was in third grade. Cook's streak is the third longest in the league. The longest streak belongs to Dallas Cowboys long snapper L.P. Ladouceur, 252 games. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
The bowl season wrapping up on Saturday with four games. Ole Miss upset number 11 Indiana 26-20 in the Outback Bowl. Kentucky rushed for 281 yards to beat number 23 NC State 23-21 in the Gator Bowl. Number 10 Iowa State beat number 25 Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl 34-17. And number 5 Texas A&M pulled away from number 13 North Carolina for a 41-27 victory in the Orange Bowl. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.